2, The Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. And check out Dr. Oz and Dr. Roizen's website, youbeauty.com. Here are Joe Galewski, Dr. Deb Lonser, and of course, Dr. Michael Roizen, M.D.
Yes, we are ready. Are you ready? The passionate radio show that helps you take control of your genes to become the world expert on your body. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Mike Roizen, Chief Wellness Officer at the Cleveland Clinic. Dr. Deb Lonser will be joining us real soon. And I'm Joe Galewski. Thank you for listening here today. Udocs@gmail.com, Youdocs@gmail.com. Excellent information today. Great information you'll be able to take away from this show and use in your everyday life. Dr. Mike, let's start. What do you think?
I think the fish story is by far the most interesting.
Well, let's do that.
You know, we knew that salmon was mislabeled from fresh, from wild to farm-raised. That is, the USDA, about 2 years ago, did 30 samples a month, or 360 in the year, on salmon, and found out by DNA testing that 99%+ of the salmon in the, that was labeled as wild between August and May was actually farm-raised. And they found out that all of the farm-raised in the month of June and July was actually wild. Well, this is actually more scary because this isn't just two different types of salmon. This is actually the Oceana Group sampled, I think it was 100 samples at various times during the year, and they found out, for example, 94% of the tuna sold in New York City as sushi is not tuna. 94%. So if you're ordering sushi in New York, you're not getting what you're ordering. And they found out the danger ones are, there's something called tilefish, which is a bottom-eating fish and has a very high mercury content. Well, obviously, if you're pregnant, you don't want that, so you might choose red snapper, which has a very low mercury content. Turns out that a lot of the tilefish was labeled red snapper. So what do you have to do, Joe? What would be your answer? I've got an answer for this.
What would I do about the mislabeling?
What would you do, forgetting that it's against the law, but how would you correct it for yourself if you went to a restaurant or a fish market?
Oh, boy.
You've got to know the skin of the fish.
Okay, you're going to tell me then.
And you know the skin of the fish. You can even Google it while you're there on your iPhone or iPad, and then compare it with the skin of the fish you're buying. And that way you get the real thing. You can't tell farm-raised versus wild, for example, in salmon, but that doesn't matter much. But and there's no reason to buy wild any month of the year other than June and July. And in June and July, you might as well buy farm-raised and get the wild less expensive.
Sure.
But in fact, the point is that if you know the skin and texture of the fish, you can be smart enough to get only the real stuff. And, by the way, Oceana said it couldn't figure out who was mislabeling it. Well, from the USDA study, the mislabeling occurs before it gets to the wholesaler. So it was either the fisher or the fish dealer, if you will.
In many cases, I understand sushi joints called Escalar or Albacore canned tuna, white tuna. And I guess the ramification is too much of this could cause some gastrointestinal problems. I guess you're better off at a grocery store where only 27% of the product is mislabeled. That's wow, that's good.
27%. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it's amazing. That's what I'm saying. The best is the grocery store, 27%. And I guess cheaper fish took the place of more expensive ones. What do you think about this? Less than 1%, Dr. Mike, of seafood sold in this country undergoes FDA testing for fraud. Less than 1%.
Well, that's also true of beef. And obviously it's true in Britain, where horse meat snuck in for a number of years.
Sure.
Until it was finally discovered, two or three weeks ago, that the ground beef and the prime beef were actually horse prime.
Yeah. Hey, what do you make of the fact that the sequester that'll take place, that'll kick in on March 1st, these $84, $85 billion in automatic cuts will affect, among other things, food testing the FDA will have to come back, cut back on food inspection. Do you think that's going to happen? If that's the case, what's the consequence?
Well, the thing is bad enough already, meaning we're in trouble already in not getting the foods we want, if you will. So I think we're in trouble already, but the real problem, if they cut back any more, it may get worse. So I'm hoping that the net result is that people cut down on their food.
Guest time at 30. That would be a way to go. Don't eat as much, which I guess we're not eating as much. That's kind of a nice segue into the next story.
We are
consuming less fast food. Fewer Americans are hitting the drive-through for dinner these days. It's not a big decrease, but it's a decrease. And I guess it's a step in the right direction.
Well, it went down by 10% from 12.8% of our calories from 2003 to 2006 to 11.3, or 1.5% drop.
1.5%, yeah.
So it's about a 10% decrease, a little more than 10% decrease in the amount of calories from, if you will, fast food. The problem, Joe, which didn't hit the headline here, is we've increased our calorie consumption by about 15% in that time. So we're just eating more food in general, about the same amount of fast food.
Younger adults typically eat more than seniors. Among younger age groups, non-Hispanic black adults eat the most fast food, using more than a fifth, 20% of their daily calories from fast food. So... also, kids. This I found as a backup, or not a backup, but to an add on the headline is American kids ate fewer calories in 2010 than they did from 10 years ago. And again, it's a small increase, but for boys, calorie consumption went down about 7% to 2,100 calories a day, and for girls, it dropped 4% to about 1,750 calories a day. But again, to reverse the prevalence, I guess, of obesity, right? These numbers have to be a lot bigger, I think.
I think they do have to be a lot bigger, but I think we should celebrate the start.
Sure.
By drinking a cup of black coffee, Joe.
Right. The flu shot, Dr. Mike, what did they do wrong? The effectiveness of the flu shot for this season wasn't very effective. What did they miscalculate?
Well, I don't know whether they miscalculated. They can't figure out, because they got the flu organism. You know, they typed the flu, and they got whether it was an H1N1, et cetera, the three types. They got it. But somehow the shot that was prepared from that strain only had 27% effectiveness in those that are most vulnerable. Well, the most vulnerable are the young kids. So they actually, meaning under the age of 6 months, they actually, apparently the pregnant ladies got the effect. It was the people over the age of 65 that didn't, and it was only 27% effective. They don't know why it was so inadequately effective. We can tell you some things you can do if you're going to get a vaccination to increase your success rate. Sleep well for 3 days beforehand. Don't have another fever, cold, etc. when you get it. And take a multivitamin. You should be taking one, half of one in morning and evening every day anyway, but make sure you get them for the 3 days before you get the shot.
Now, is that the lowest effectiveness rate that you've seen in a while on the flu shot?
Oh, it's usually in the 60s to 80 range, so this is very unusual.
Yeah, boy. And again, the elderly are some of the most vulnerable of our nation's population that is affected by the flu, and they have it at that effectiveness rate is not a good thing. All right, coming up after the break, more of the top medical news stories of the week. There are some great, interesting, informative stories that Dr. Mike will have coming up. And our guest at 34 past the hour, we'll talk kidneys. What's a kidney? What's a kidney do? And how can you keep your kidneys functioning properly? Everything you wanted to know about your kidney, but maybe we're afraid to ask, but you'll learn about at 34 past the hour. You're the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Mike Roizen.
Great Start Life Insurance, offered by Guaranty Trust Life Insurance Company, ensures the insurability of your child. Now, what does that mean? Well, too often people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards precludes them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. By insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your child, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out about the rates and all the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com, enter the station's call letters, and as a thank you for applying, we'll give you a free non-insurance prescription discount card, good for substantial savings on prescriptions and other medical tests. Keep and use the discount card even if you should cancel your Great Start Juvenile Life Insurance policy. The free discount card is not insurance, and discounts are available only at participating pharmacies. The discount medical plan organization providing this discount card is Vantage America Solutions, Inc. Insure the insurability of your child and check out the Great Start Plan. Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranty Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois. Peace of mind. Now at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com.
Sometimes people buy cookies as a gift for us to send to our soldiers. They tell us it reminds them of home.
Emily is one of thousands of Girl Scouts who will send cookies to troops stationed overseas.
Children shouldn't have to take abuse because they aren't strong enough to escape it. I want to give them a helping hand.
Alicia uses proceeds from her cookie sales to provide mentoring programs at a shelter in her community.
Selling Girl Scout cookies has taught me how to manage money, be responsible, and talk to other people.
Tanya wants to go to business school and hopes to run her own company someday.
On a visit to the food bank, I learned that in this economy, more and more people need help to feed their families.
Morgan and other Girl Scouts are starting a project to help get food to those who need it most. Every Girl Scout cookie has a mission: to help girls do great things. Find your cookies now at GirlScoutCookies.org.
I didn't think it was anything.
I had pain in my abdomen. It just wouldn't go away.
I was spotting, but I had already gone through menopause.
These symptoms may be nothing, but they could be early warning signs of a gynecologic cancer, such as cervical, ovarian, or uterine cancer.
Seeing my doctor probably saved my life.
Warning signs are not the same for everyone. If you think something's wrong, see your doctor. Ask about gynecologic cancer. Call 1-800-CDC-INFO for more information. A message from the Inside Knowledge Campaign and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
This is Tour de Cure, and it's more than just a bike ride. It's a celebration. It's where every turn of the pedal helps stop diabetes. Where cyclists of all levels come together to make a difference, to raise money, and to raise hope. It's the ride of your life. It's Tour de Cure. Register today at diabetes.org/tour. That's diabetes.org/tour.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. It's the time of year when colds and viruses begin making their rounds through schools and families. Sometimes parents will ask for antibiotics, believing they will shorten an illness, allowing their child to return to school or child care quicker. But antibiotics are not usually the answer. Antibiotics are powerful drugs that need to be used cautiously. Antibiotics have no effect on viruses and will not reduce the length of the illness or the symptoms. They are highly effective in treating bacterial infections such as strep throat or bacterial pneumonia. But overuse of antibiotics can make them less effective when truly needed. Some bacteria strains have become resistant to antibiotics as a result of antibiotic overuse. The best way to treat a viral infection is with rest, fluids, and TLC. So feel free to baby your child who has the cold or the flu. Give them lots of love and care, but save the antibiotics for when they are truly needed. And for more information on children's health, visit www.aap.org. With a Minute for Kids, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin.
If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Dr. Mike's Real Age Tip, Hour 1, before the end of Hour 1. Have an idea what you may want to talk about here on the Real Age Tip, Hour 1, Dr. Mike?
I don't yet.
Okay. You'll come up with one, because I can't. I'm not capable of a Real Age Tip. It'll work on it. It'll get it done. All right, let's go through the top medical stories of the week. Most women misunderstand IUD birth control. Can you tell us more about that?
Yeah, this is interesting, and it comes from the older age, if you will. 30% of docs got wrong the risk of IUDs and the safety and the effectiveness. So IUDs in the old days were a thing that actually put a drug company, A.H. Robbins, out of business by the number of times they were sued. But in fact, they don't increase sexually transmitted diseases. They don't increase infection rates. And they have, over a three-year period, a 99% prevention of pregnancy as opposed to 95% with the pill. They do cost $500 to $1,000 for insertion as opposed to $15 to $50 a month for the pill. So over a three-year period, you're paying, if you get the generic pills, you're paying about the same amount. So, and if you get a more expensive pill, obviously you're paying more for the pills. So what was not understood when the women took a test on what they understood about IUDs, many of them did not think that an IUD was even as effective, let alone more effective, than birth control pills at preventing pregnancy. And many thought you would get infections from it, which you don't get.
Not being a woman, I don't ask the questions, but when a woman finally decides upon birth control, when it's about that time, what are some of the issues that women need to think about when they try to pick the right, product?
Should we have you, Bridget here, who's in the... who says, not me!
I think by default there will be questions that I'll have to answer.
So anyway, the point is... what is your risk tolerance?
Yeah.
Are you of a family history of or blood type A, which is an increased risk of clotting? Are you willing to take a baby aspirin at the same time to prevent that risk? And the hazards of doing that are obviously if you do extreme sports. So a woman who's doing bicycle trick riding at as her fun sport should not be on birth control pills and a baby aspirin, which I think it's almost imperative that if you go on birth control pills, you go on an aspirin to prevent clotting. And the increase of other things, such as it decreases, the aspirin will decrease the risk of breast cancer significantly.
Well, and I think what you said about doctors not presenting this information to their patients is the most key point, because a few years ago, I'm not on birth control anymore because I have a horrible memory and never take it at the same time every day.
Oh,
but
boy.
When I went to the gynecologist, they never told me about IUDs, and they also never told me about taking aspirin.
So that is some of the hazards of us old docs still practicing, because we remember the birth control pill. I wish I could remember the one that A.H. Robbins had on the market. It had such a classic name, and it was shown not to do any of the things that it was accused of doing, yet the company had so many lawsuits that
I know what you're talking about.
It went out of business. What?
Yes.
No, that's a current one that's actually effective, but I will Google it. You know, the Google is so good. I will Google it in a few minutes.
Well, let's stay on the woman's issues for another one here. It's one of our stories of the week about a new breast cancer drug that the FDA has just approved. What are the details?
This is a combination pill that is relating to the Herceptin receptor. So you get Herceptin, if you have Herceptin receptors, this is one that where you add this, what's called CAD Sela to it, and it inhibits, if you will, the ability of the cell to get rid of the Hercepta, and so they live an average of about 5 or 6 months longer with the combination. We don't know the price of it, but it does give you 6 months, and it is apparently quality lifetime. So it's not just living longer, it's living with a higher quality of life. There is a worry with Cadsilla. It does have heart toxicity and liver toxicity, but it seems to be able to get the Herceptin, which is the agent that helps get rid of the cancer, into the cell better.
Our guest is coming up at 34 past the hour. It's LaVarne Burton. She's the president and chief executive officer for AKF. It's the American Kidney Fund. And she's also the chair of the National Health Council Board of Directors. She's really done some amazing things in her job. She's included the expansion of the Kidney Fund's kidney disease screening program into communities all across the country. A lot of media campaigns, public awareness campaigns, and put together an annual event called the Hope Affair. And the Hope Affair brings together the national renal community. And we'll talk about, because the month of March, which it will be next weekend, we're in our last few days of February, thankfully. March is National Kidney Month, so to get you ready for that, we'll talk more about kidney health with our guest at 34 past the hour.
Do you know what other month it is, Joe?
March is the first day of spring is in March.
National Nutrition Month is March, too.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
And it's actually, the other one I was going to bring up is it's Colon Prevention Month, Colon Cancer Prevention Month. And the interesting thing is there is one unique thing about colon cancer prevention and kidney problems, and that is that the preparation, as you know, the thing you like so much, the Go Lightly or the Movie Prep, what a great name. Either one or the other, actually, will dehydrate you, and dehydration, that is not having enough fluid in your body, is one of the things that not only makes kidney disease worse, but actually can cause kidney failure if it's long enough or severe enough.
You know, that whole colon, the colonoscopy thing to me is it's a non-issue. I don't know. Okay, the preparation. But I think if you prepare ahead of the preparation, it's not bad if you kind of ease back on some of the heavier foods a day ahead of time. You drink a lot of liquids. A piece of cake to me. I mean, the last time that I had the test on was about 4 months ago, and non-issue for me. And, of course, the test is, la-la land, right? It's goodbye. You're in dreamland for the test, you know, for most people.
I think that's exactly right, and I think you did it right.
Yeah,
my mom's getting one on Monday, and she's so nervous.
Well, first time, or?
Yeah, it's her first time.
Yeah, yeah. It depends. I mean, people, you know, the worst thing you could do is don't go on the websites, okay, and read about people's experiences. You don't go to these websites and read all about what I went through, and this was so bad and everything. And in most cases, people don't have a problem with it. But, you know, we've talked about on this show, ad infinitum it's an essential test that you need to get done, especially you get about 40 years old or 50 years old, especially if you have a history of colon cancer in the family. Udocs@gmail.com, udocs@gmail.com. That's the way you get a hold of Dr. Mike. Any questions? Dr. Mike's answers, again, we stream in a couple of places, radiomd.com, gabradio.com as well. So kidney issues is the issue coming up after the break at 34 past the hour. Of course, this being National Kidney Month coming up in the month of March, how a kidney works and how to make sure you protect your kidneys and make sure they're working properly so you can keep going on and on and on and on. So that's our topic in the guest segment on the way right here on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Mike Royce.
I can solve difficult problems for a Fortune 500 company.
I can run a successful business.
I can put my military experience to work for your company.
I can manage your home improvements.
I can publicize a message.
I can teach your children.
But I can't put my skills to work for your organization
if I'm not given the opportunity.
Nearly 50 million Americans have disabilities. Capitalize on their talents with employment practices that benefit everyone. Learn more at whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
Hi, I'm Olympic gold medalist Shawn Johnson. I want to make sure you know about the March of Dimes March for Babies. This walk is really special to me. I was born with an Apgar score of 0, which is not an ideal way to start. Every day, babies start life the same way, with the odds stacked against them. Their first steps are made possible by ours. All of ours. Take the first step at marchforbabies.org. Let's walk together for stronger, healthier babies.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. Snowboarding is a popular winter sport. Snowboards look like big skateboards made from fiberglass and plastic. Snowboarders ride their boards much the way surfers do, steering by shifting their body weight. Most can reach speeds up to 40 miles per hour. Twice as many injuries happen to snowboarders as skiers. The most common injuries are to the wrist, usually when snowboarders use their arms to break a fall. The American Academy of Pediatrics does not recommend this sport for children under age 7. For older children, make sure the snowboard fits the child. An easy way to determine this is to make sure the board stands no higher than the child's nose. Children should always wear helmets and gloves with built-in wrist guards, and they should resist trying advanced stunts or dangerous tricks until they've mastered all the basic snowboarding skills. And for more information on your child's health and safety, visit www.aap.org. With a Minute for Kids, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin.
It's one thing to have a job in this economy, but it's another to have a career that you love. Getting the skills for today's careers may depend on your college degree. So if you're interested in the future of business, electronics, information technology, or drafting and design, call ITT Technical Institute today. With over 100 campuses nationally, ITT Tech can prepare you for a career in one of these fields. After all, tens of thousands of ITT Tech grads have built a solid future. Perhaps they can do the same for you. Classes meet just a few times a week, and financial aid is available to those who qualify. So what's stopping you? For more information and to schedule your campus tour, call ITT Tech toll-free at 800-574-1319. That's 800-574-1319. ITT Technical Institute, education for the future. 800-574-1319.
Sometimes people buy cookies as a gift for us to send to our soldiers. They tell us it reminds them of home.
Emily is one of thousands of Girl Scouts who will send cookies to troops stationed overseas.
Children shouldn't have to take abuse because they aren't strong enough to escape it. I want to give them a helping hand.
Alicia uses proceeds from her cookie sales to provide mentoring programs at a shelter in her community.
Selling Girl Scout cookies has taught me how to manage money, be responsible, and talk to other people.
Tanya wants to go to business school and hopes to run her own company someday.
On a visit to the food bank, I learned that in this economy, more and more people need help to feed their families.
Morgan and other Girl Scouts are starting a project to help get food to those who need it most. Every Girl Scout cookie has a mission, to help girls do great things. Find your cookies now at GirlScoutCookies.org.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Here are Dr. Mike, Dr. Deb Lonser, and Joe Galuski.
A couple minutes ago, I talked about how you can catch us on the stream. That stays the same on RadioMD.com, but use GabSatellite.com for the other alternative for streaming, GabSatellite.com. LeVarne Burton, President and Chief Executive Officer of the American Kidney Fund, and she serves as Chair of the National Health Council Board of Directors. With the AKF, she has propelled the organization to a lot of milestones. The expansion of AKF's kidney disease screening program all across the country. Also, a lot of public awareness media campaigns and also an annual gala, which is called the Hope Affair. And that brings together a lot of the national renal community. March is National Kidney Month, so LeVarne, thank you for joining us here today on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. I think last week we had a guest on talking about brain aneurysms, and a brain aneurysm is something, unfortunately, that some people aren't aware of until, you know, sadly it happens. Is that the same for kidney problems? Are symptoms of kidney problems pretty much silent until maybe, you know, it develops where you have a kidney problem, if you know what I mean?
Okay. Good afternoon, Dr. Mike, and thanks so much for giving us this opportunity to kick off National Kidney Awareness Month, which, as you say, is in March. And you're right. Kidney disease and kidney failure is one of those silent things that you may not get symptoms until you are in a very advanced stage or possibly even in kidney failure. But there's some other things that you can look for so it doesn't have to be something that you are totally unprepared for. And in looking for these other things, looking for things like diabetes and high blood pressure, if you've got those, it puts you at very high risk. If you're African-American, Asian, Native Americans, there are just some things that you can look for. And if you fall into any of those groups, then it gives you an opportunity to take action to prevent this disease because it is highly preventable.
And here's Dr. Mike. Dr. Mike.
And so you said it is highly preventable. Now, there are 90,000 people, is that right, who die of kidney failure every year?
That's right. About 90,000 people die of kidney failure every year.
And what do you, if you are saying, since that many people die of it, how many of those could be prevented?
Okay. You know, I don't want to give an exact number because I don't think we're that certain, but there's research that says perhaps as many as 90% of them could be prevented. Kidney disease progresses very slowly. To some extent, that's an advantage because it gives you lots of opportunity to try to find out what's going on. And if you fall into some of those high-risk groups, especially if you've got diabetes and hypertension, the leading causes of kidney disease, then you want to work closely with healthcare providers to bring those diseases under control because that's going to allow you the possibility of slowing down the disease or stopping it or preventing it altogether. That's what you want to focus on. What are the things that I can do to stop this disease in its tracks?
So the leading causes, what are the you and I just discussed the leading causes before we get on, but go ahead and talk to our audience about the leading causes and then how they can prevent them.
Okay. About 40% of the cases of kidney disease are caused by diabetes when it's not properly controlled. Another quarter of the cases are caused by high blood pressure when it's not properly controlled.
So just 65%.
Right.
Can really prevent 65% if you know your blood pressure and you know and get it under control and you manage your type 2 diabetes tight enough so you get the hemoglobin A1C below 6.
Right. And I don't want to leave people thinking that, well, you know, absolutely if I do everything possible that I can absolutely stop it in the tracks. But the vast majority of those cases, you can, in fact, stop it in the tracks if you get those things under control, get diabetes and high blood pressure under control and keep them under control. If you've got a family history of kidney disease, puts you at high risk. If you are African American or Asian American, Native American, or Hispanic, also puts you at higher risk. And as you get older, if you're over 60, that also puts you at higher risk. All those things say, I want to make sure I get tested. That's number one. I want to test my kidney function to see how I'm doing.
And it's a relatively inexpensive test. Is that right?
It's a relatively inexpensive test. We at the American Kidney Fund do testing throughout the country. We, of course, can't get to everybody, but we do our own testing, and we invite people to come to our website or call us and get information about where and when we're doing that.
What's the URL? What's the website? How do they get to it?
Yeah. It's kidfund.org, kidneyfund.org. That'll bring you to our website.
For people who don't know how to spell kidney like myself, K-I-D-N-E-Y.
Yeah. That's right. And you can also call us, 866-300-2900. We want to share this information with you. We've got lots of brochures and fact sheets that you can download or we can send you. Lots of information on our websites. We really want to share this. We want people to be aware. We're very concerned about a situation where you have a disease that is highly preventable, and yet there is so little knowledge of it.
And even if you have the disease, you don't have to be afraid of it because the progression is highly preventable. Is that right?
The progression is highly preventable. You want to do the things in addition to, you know, taking care of your diabetes and your high blood pressure if you've got those. You want to do all the things that we normally have to do to live a healthy lifestyle. You want to watch diet. You want to exercise. You want to stop smoking. Those kinds of things can help us in terms of dealing with this disease, slowing down the progression so that we don't end up in kidney failure, or taking good enough care of ourselves that we don't end up with having kidney disease or kidney in the first place.
Well, we have a couple questions on the email line. Anyone can email us questions at udocs@gmail.com. And this one's an interesting one. Is regular soda, I guess by that they mean sugared or has high fructose corn syrup, bad for my kidneys? Is diet soda a better choice?
That's an interesting question. I think with all of those things, let's go back to what we know about healthy living. And we know that anything that we do needs to be done in moderation. I wouldn't, you know, necessarily choose one over the other. I would just be moderate in whatever I do along that area because, again, the simple things that we know and that we've learned over the years we need to do in order to live a more healthy life.
So, in fact, I would go further than that and say there's no reason in today's calorie-rich world to have regular soda. You have to stay with a very small amount of it if you're going to stay under the maximum sugar load for, if you will, a diabetic or preventing arterial disease. So if you want to go to soda, it's much better to go with diet than regular. And there are recent data, as I understand it, that there is a increased risk of that the more diet sodas you have, there's a association, not a cause and effect, when you get over about three a day. I know that because I pay attention to the studies because I used to have 24 plus a day, and so I have paid attention to all the past studies on it, even though I've quit it totally. Now,
and what you just said suggests that, you know, if you're doing 24 a day, that's not moderate. That's not a healthy lifestyle. And you can't assume because something says diet that you can have it in unlimited amounts.
24 is not healthy, and I have to thank my book writing partner, Mehmet, and especially Lisa, who encouraged me to get off totally. That was, 3 years ago now. Now, what about, we also have a question about juices. Is grape juice as good as cranberry juice? Does it make a difference what juice I have? And what about combining cranberry juice and alcohol?
Dr. Mike, let's hold on to that answer from her because I think we're coming up on a break here, if I hear music. Okay, LaVarne, you can answer that quickly before we go to the break. I wasn't sure if we'd go to the break.
I think, again, you've got sugar in those juices, and so, you know, you've got to watch that sugar because that's part of watching watching calories and watching your diet to hold down that weight.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. Thanks for listening.
Great Start Life Insurance, offered by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, ensures the insurability of your child. Now, what does that mean? Well, too often people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards precludes them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. By insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your child, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out about the rates and all the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com, enter the station's call letters, and as a thank you for applying, we'll give you a free non-insurance prescription discount card, good for substantial savings on prescriptions and other medical tests. Keep and use the discount card even if you should cancel your Great Start Juvenile Life Insurance policy. The free discount card is not insurance, and discounts are available only at participating pharmacies. The discount medical plan organization providing this discount card is Vantage America Solutions, Inc. Ensure the insurability of your child and check out the Great Start Plan. Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois. Peace of mind. Now at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Regina Benjamin, U.S. Surgeon General. As a family doctor, I've seen the terrible impact of a premature birth. Losing a baby is one of the hardest things a family can go through. As Surgeon General, I see the toll that premature births have on our nation. It can cause lifelong disabilities. It is the leading cause of death in newborns. And our country has one of the highest rates of preterm birth in the world. We must do better. Hospitals need to ensure that babies are delivered early, only when medically necessary. We need research to find the causes of premature birth and research to find new ways to prevent it. Couples need to learn the risk of premature birth and what they can do to have a full-term baby, such as getting a preconception checkup. Remember, 40 weeks is a full-term pregnancy, and every week of pregnancy counts. Let's work together for stronger, healthier babies.
My story may help you. This is what happened. I was talking to my best friend. I told her I wasn't feeling like myself. I had pain in my pelvic area and bleeding that wasn't normal for me. Since it had gone on for a couple of weeks, my friend said I had to go to the doctor. Of course, she was right. Turned out I had uterine cancer, a type of gynecologic cancer. To make a long story short, by realizing something might be wrong and seeing my doctor right away, I received treatment. Now, we're confident I'll be fine. Please, please listen to your body. If something doesn't feel right for 2 weeks or longer, see your doctor.
Uterine, cervical, ovarian, vaginal, and vulvar cancers are all gynecologic cancers. Signs and symptoms are not the same for everybody. So get the facts. Get the inside knowledge. Call 1-800-CDC-INFO to learn more.
Knowing can make all the difference in the world. It did for me.
A message from the Inside Knowledge Campaign and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. While planning gifts for your children, grandchildren, nieces, and nephews this holiday season, don't forget about toy safety. Toys need to match a child's abilities, so always check the manufacturer's age recommendations on the toy first. In general, toy parts should be much larger than the child's mouth to prevent injuries, including choking. To avoid serious eye or ear injuries, steer clear of toys that shoot small objects into the air or make loud noises. The eyes, nose, and other small parts on soft toys and stuffed animals should be securely fastened. If a toy comes with instructions, make sure you read and demonstrate them to the child and make sure she understands the proper way to use the toy. And note, never buy hobby kits such as chemistry sets for any child younger than 12. For more tips on keeping your holidays safe with your children and family, visit www.aap.org. With a minute for kids, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin.
And now, back to Dr. Michael Roizen, Dr. Deb Lonser, and Joe Galewski on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Dr. Mike's Real Age Tip for the hour is about 5 minutes away. Our topic is kidney disease. March is National Kidney Month. LaVarne Burton is the President and Chief Executive Officer of the American Kidney Fund. And here's Dr. Mike again. Dr. Mike?
And LaVarne, we had a question on the email line again, and anyone can send us one at udocs@gmail.com. The question is, youdocs@gmail.com. And the question was, why should anyone die who has kidney failure? Isn't there dialysis?
Yes, there is dialysis, and the technology around that has, you know, really advanced the treatment. But it just does that. It does not restore your kidney function. It does not cure the disease. The average life of a person on dialysis is about 5 years. Again, what we want to emphasize is keeping people off dialysis in the first place. We want to go back to that stage when people can do something about preventing this disease. You know, we've got about 31 million people in this country who have some stage of chronic kidney disease, and about 600,000 who are in kidney failure, meaning that they're on dialysis or that they've got a transplant.
Now, say those numbers again. How many you said?
31 million people who are at some stage of kidney disease. We want to do everything that we can to make those people aware of their risk, and that's why we keep talking about if you've got diabetes, if you've got high blood pressure, as you get older, if you are African American, Asian American, Native American, Latino, we want to make sure that you know what puts you at high risk and what you can do about it. What puts you at high risk is having those diseases, being part of those groups, being part of that age group. That puts you at risk. You got family members who are in kidney failure. That puts you at risk. What can you do about it? Aggressively work on controlling those diseases. You know, going to a healthy lifestyle, your eating, your diet, not smoking, those kinds of things. That's what can help you control it and help you not move into kidney failure, help you not need to be on dialysis in the first place, because dialysis is not a cure.
And the other question is, how, if I have high blood pressure and I get it treated, but I'm not perfectly in control, do I still have a risk? Is it any high blood pressure that causes the risk for kidney problems?
Well, I think the more out of control your high blood pressure is, the more you're unable to stabilize it, of course, the greater risk you are. So you want to do everything that you can. And we fully understand that, you know, there are conditions when high blood pressure is very aggressive and very difficult to stabilize. What you want to do is work towards stabilizing it because that helps to lower your risk.
Now, you have a website, and tell us the website name again.
It's KidneyFund, KidneyFund.org. And we've got a phone as well. You know, we're happy to talk with folks about this disease.
And a lot of what you do is fund, if you will, treatments for those who can't afford it and do testing around the country on screening so that people will be more aware if they have it.
That's right. For more than four decades, we've been helping people pay for their health care by helping them with their health insurance costs, with their medications, with transportation to and from dialysis. In fact, we provide assistance through the generous contributions of people around this country. We're able to assist about one in five people who are on dialysis.
Now, if we can, let's go back to one of the questions that came in on the line, which is, how many people are waiting for kidney transplants, and what are you doing to increase the number available?
Okay. We've got a transplant list, people waiting for kidneys, of more than 90,000 people. Last year, only about 14,000 kidneys were available and successfully transplanted. We strongly encourage people to get a transplant if they can. We encourage people to donate if they're able to do so. And that is something that, you know, that you could do in consultation with your doctor to determine whether or not you're able to do that.
And now we're going to go, and thank you very much. You're Laverne Burton, who is the CEO of the American Kidney Fund. And you find that on the web at www.kidney, K-I-D-N-E-Y, fund.org. And thank you for being here. We're going to go right away to the Real Age Tip of the Week.
Now on You, the Owner's Manual, this is the Real Age Tip of the Week with Michael Roizen, M.D.
And I suppose we should have had a tip more appropriate for kidney prevention or disease prevention month, with knowing your blood pressure and what else, and knowing your whether you're diabetic and getting control. But our tip of the week is one that is fun this week. Fall asleep fast with these three sleeping tips. PJs on, teeth brushed, curled up in bed, all those things done for morning, yep. But what about sleeping tips when falling asleep or staying asleep is a real challenge? Well, you can consult You Staying Young, the lifelong book by Dr. Oz and myself. But we have three tips in there that we want to tell you about today. One, don't fight it. Tossing and turning works for salads, not sleep problems. If you can't get to sleep within 15 minutes, get out of bed and do some light activity, like a yoga pose or a short walk. Get your mind off sleep, resets and reboots your system. Then go back to bed. And once in bed, fall asleep fast to some soft music or meditation. Use the night. Dim your lights several hours before bed to avoid stimulation caused by artificial light pollution. The stuff emanates all around us thanks to TVs, computers, and indoor lighting. And eliminate blue lights in your bedroom. Just have red lights at night. And three, treat your nose. Allergies can prevent and disrupt sleep thanks to all that congestion they cause. Consider over-the-counter nasal strips or nasal saline washes that you do regularly in the morning, or an antihistamine spray for stuffy or running nose to fall asleep fast. The real age benefit of getting the right amount of sleep, more than 3 years younger. And that's the real age tip of the week. Joe?
Okay, Dr. Mike, thank you very much. We are just about done with hour number one, but you know, there's another hour coming up. Dr. Gary Ginsberg will not be joining us today. He's away for a little while, but there certainly is enough to talk about some of the top medical stories of the week. The smoking gender gap is closing, which is a good thing as well. How about a better television?
No, that's not a good thing.
Smoking gender gap closes. Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. You're right about that. There is, okay, so that is not the truth. Okay, so it goes the other way. And anyway, how more healthy are Girl Scout cookies? Is the new Girl Scout cookie really good for you? We'll talk about that as well. Also, they've discovered a way, prosthetic ears that are expected to grow cartilage once they're impaired. I'm going to take a little break and be back for hour number two, and so will Dr. Mike. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, with Dr. Michael Royson. Thanks for listening.
Great Start Life Insurance, offered by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, ensures the insurability of your child. Now, what does that mean? Well, too often people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards precludes them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. By insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your child, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out about the rates and all the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com, enter the station's call letters, and as a thank you for applying, we'll give you a free non-insurance prescription discount card. Good for substantial savings on prescriptions and other medical tests. Keep and use the discount card even if you should cancel your Great Start Juvenile Life Insurance policy. The free discount card is not insurance, and discounts are available only at participating pharmacies. The discount medical plan organization providing this discount card is Vantage America Solutions, Inc. Ensure the insurability of your child and check out the Great Start Plan. Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois. Peace of mind. Now at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com.
Downsized, outsourced, pink slipped, afraid of losing your home? Forbes magazine named our company one of the top 10 business ideas of 2012, where ordinary people are creating extraordinary incomes.
Hi, I am Elena from Miami. I was a traditional business owner with all the headaches that come with that. But I replaced that multiple franchise income working from home full time, and I spend all the time I want with my son.
Get out of the rat race. Work from home and start earning great money as soon as next week.
Hi, David from Boston. I was in the real estate industry for 12 years when the bottom completely fell out of that business. I really had my back against the wall with five young kids depending on me. I've now been in this business for less than a full year, and I'm actually better off today, income-wise, than I was in my best year ever in real estate.
Go to OneOccupyWealth.com now and change your life today. That's the number OneOccupyWealth.com. OneOccupyWealth.com. Start earning great money as soon as next week.